Welcome to Reality TV, the podcast where we binge watch all the shows we love and love to hate. Today, I have part two of my chat with Carrie from the Sip and Shine podcast. We continue our conversation about ghosts, hauntings, and feeling strange energies. Carrie's experience is still giving me the chills. Also, stick around for our take on the Orange County and Jersey housewives, as well as Would You Rather, featuring our friends from 90 Day Fiancé and more. So here we go. But that, to me, that's kind of more ghost-ish story. Yes. And ghosts freak me out.
And I do have one of those too.
Okay, let's hear that and then I'll tell you mine.
Okay, so I lived in a house that was built in the turn of the century. And during the turn of the century, they built this really cute little, it was like a little colonial. And I move in this house and I start renovating the house. Now, we were very kind of, we were not the people to be freaked out about stuff, but even my ex-husband is very, you know, black and white literal. And during that time period, my son was very nervous about going up the stairs. He didn't want to go upstairs, not by himself anymore. He's about 4 to 5 years old. So he used to talk about how he was like sitting with his dad on this couch, and he's describing to him that there's this angry man that walks up the stairs, and he goes, he stops at the top and then he's angry at me. And so another time Karen was like, what, daddy, what? And he comes running in and he told his father about how he saw the man go up to the top of the stairs. And he said he was wearing like a uniform that had his name on the pocket, almost like a mechanic's uniform. And, you know, I would describe the pocket. My ex and I are like trying not to get weirded out about it. But there's a couple times at night we would hear noises in the house like we thought somebody was breaking in. So Pat would grab the bat and go running because we thought they were coming up the stairs. So we would hear the noises. And we also had this really weird dirt basement in the house where it had its own separate entrance. So we were thinking for sure somebody was coming in through there. And so and even a couple times I called the police. So it's on record that I heard somebody coming in the door and nobody would be there. So sure enough, one time we're laying in the room that Karen said that he saw the man with the uniform walking into. And I moved my bed after this because there was one particular area by the closet. We had our bed and I heard my name being called. We were right about to go to sleep and it was summer. So it wasn't quite really dark out yet. And I thought Patrick was saying, Carrie, Carrie, Carrie. So I turned, so, and I wasn't asleep, fully asleep yet. And I see this face above him, but I thought he was sitting up and he looked mad. And so I sit up and it was a face and he was laying with his back to me.
Stop it.
Yeah, no lie. No lie. After that, I told Pat, like, and even Patrick believed it. After that, we believed Kiernan, and he'd always want to have the ceiling fans on to keep the bad man away.
Okay, stop here for a second. When you see that, you turn over, you see this face staring at you. What did you do?
I thought Pat was mad at me because he was mad and he was like kind of above Pat. So I thought Pat was sitting up. So I went to sit up so I would be level with him, and I realized Pat was still laying down with his back to me.
And at that point, the face just disappeared?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And he was, like, angry. And then I found out that the house was built by the lighting factory next door, and the managers of the lighting factory lived where we lived, and they would wear the uniform, those button-up uniform shirts. That's why Kiernan would see the pockets with the, it looked like an embroidery or something on the pocket.
Okay, so now your son would want the ceiling fans on and it would keep the ghost away?
Yeah, because he would see the man was angry and Karen was very scared of the stairs. Like he didn't want to go. He would say he would come up the stairs, mommy, and he looks in my room. He looks at me and then he goes in our room.
So did you move the next day after that happened or what?
We did get rid of the house. We did move because it was getting to the point where my son was so scared to be there. And then I was starting to get scared because I would hear the noises. I mean, and when you got a grown man getting out of bed in his boxers with a bat to try to chase the noises, it was just too much.
Did he ever see the face?
No, he didn't. But I talked to a psychotherapist about Kiernan's other issues because I think I told you before, Kiernan always would tell us he had like a past life and I thought he was nuts. So I was talking with the psychotherapist when Kiernan's other issues started, and I had relayed this story thinking, like, was this when mental health issues started? And he explained it that right now you're having situations where you're like, things are happening for you, or you're having vivid dreams, that right now, even with you starting your podcast and all that, you're kind of more receptive right now to the messages of the universe, and you're just open to receiving. So that a lot of people, most people are actually more capable than what they're realizing of receiving things. And that if you're not going to receive it, you're not, you know, he obviously heard the noises. He believed what I saw. He believed Kiernan definitely, because Kiernan was so vivid about it. And he was had changed so rapidly moving there. His personality changed so much that he believed it, but he wasn't, I think, as receptive to seeing the visual. He heard, he saw, he had the auditory, because he would get, there was a couple times we thought we were getting broken into. Like, we would hear doors slam. He would get up and run out and go downstairs with a bat.
Oh my God, that is scary. Do you remember that show? It was on MTV called Fear, and they would put old school GoPros on these people's heads, and they would go into haunted prisons or mental institutions. It was probably early 2000s.
Which one is this where they would go through like...
It was on MTV. It was a show called Fear. This just came to me. And okay. It would be, I think they would do four or five contestants, and they would sit them in a room, and the producers would do like a little speaker in the room and say, if you go into the operating room in this old hospital and sit in there in the dark for 5 minutes, you'll win $1,000.
No, but I did that when I was a teenager. Anyways, we went into an old abandoned mansion in New York.
Again, you are the most interesting person I've ever talked
and
to.
And I thought we would go in there. You know when like kids are dumb and they look for a place to go drinking? There was this abandoned house up by Plum Point, we call it. And we all went in there, and I saw the shadow, you know, like the shadows, like it looked like shadows moving, but none of us were moving. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my
like
God.
On the wall. Yeah, and so we went running out of there.
I've never made it through a haunted house. Even the kiddie one at the community center, I can never make it through.
Yeah, no, my mom is like, she like prays to the white birch and all that, like a complete Native American. You know, she believes in all this stuff. So she instilled in me like such a fear of this kind of stuff. Like, you just don't mess with it. So yeah, when I was a teenager, I remember first, you know, doing like a roll out the window as we're all trying to vacate the abandoned house because we saw some shit going down.
That's crazy. The only time when I really started believing some of the pictures that some of these ghost hunters, where they say, oh, I see an orb or whatever.
Yeah.
So when Dave and I got married, we had our pictures taken, whatever. And his dad had died maybe a little over a year before we got married, and got our wedding pictures back. And in only one of the pictures, we're lighting a, it was like a Unity candle, but we had a candle in memory of his dad. And right by the candle, between the two of us lighting the candle, there's a little light orb.
Yeah.
That's right between us. And neither of us are really ghosty kind of people. But even then, we're like, okay, that's really weird that out of all the pictures, it's only in this one. But you may be able to explain that because the candlelight and the reflection or whatever.
I don't know. I really don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I can only go on. My son was always very receptive to that stuff. Even from, I told you before, he thought he was in a past life. He thought he was in World War II. When he was 2 years old, he would tell me stories. And then I took him to a psychic. Shame on me for taking a kid who's already mentally unstable to a psychic. Like that's not going to send him, you know, over the edge. But thinking somehow maybe she would give him some sort of comfort. Shame on me. Again, he's the oldest, so he's like the test pilot. But
yeah, we all got
the, yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's the test pilot. The other two we did a much better job with. Sorry, Kiernan. But she had confirmed it. She's like, yeah, he was a POW, and he's holding on to past life anger from this and da-da-da. So she, you know, and she didn't know that that's what he would tell us, but...
See, I've always, ever since I was really little, and I didn't really have the words to articulate what I was feeling, and it hasn't been until probably the last couple of years I've actually admitted this to people in my family, and it's because my daughter started saying the same things. that whenever I would go into museums, whether it was, so I live in Chicago, so whether it was the Field Museum, Science and Industry Museum, local history museums, if there's old clothes and toys, and especially Native American exhibits, I get really creeped out, or I just feel like I'm being watched.
Yes. Didn't I tell you that I don't believe it? Like, I used to be one of those, I love vintage stuff. You can tell by my feeds and stuff. I love it. But I think that things hold energy. It just, even in science, they will tell you about energy and all that stuff. And so I think that I'm very weirded out now about estate sales and stuff, because I think that they hold energy. It's just natural that they would.
Yeah, I agree. My daughter, she'll just say like, oh, I don't want to go into that room. I don't want to go. And I get it, because I kind of feel the same way, but I don't ever say that because I don't want to put it in their head.
Yeah, because you don't want to make her.
But
yeah.
I get that too. And I just recently told my mom, and she's like, oh, you're crazy. But I remember being on field trips and being like, I don't want to be the first person to walk in that room. Don't leave me alone. Even as an adult with my kids, I'm like, don't leave me sit right here.
Yeah, I believe that, because I've had things given to me from estate sales and things and vintagey stuff, and I feel like it holds a negative or positive energy. And then I don't like with people with used stuff and all that. I'm always like, where did it come from? Who's it from? And I've even looked up stuff of how to Reiki will actually tell you can Reiki objects.
Okay. I don't know about, I've heard Reiki, but I don't know what it is or what it does. So tell me that.
It's using energy. And again, I'm supposed to be level one certified. I did go through the certification, but I don't know if I'm going to say it correctly because I didn't get that deep into it. But it's utilizing energy for healing and something else, but I got that part. But they did say you can Reiki your animal, and you can Reiki, and it's supposed to be good for post-traumatic and all that, because your post-traumatic disorder, you have memories in your muscle. So it's muscle memory, but it's supposed to help with those things. And it started in Japan, I think in the 1800s or whatever. And it's really funny because I've told a couple of people that are in the medical profession that I went through it or I tried it, and they're like just shaking their head yes. Like they weren't super, oh, you shouldn't do that, that's so hokey. So I was like, okay, well then I guess it is a legit thing. But they do say you can Reiki objects.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that means that you can remove the energy from them or what that's about, but they did say you can Reiki objects.
Yeah, I think I've seen some of that on The Housewives. I don't know if you watch Real Housewives of Auckland, but they had one. Is that where they like take their hand, suck the energy out? Okay.
Yeah, your little kid gets sick, like gets hurt on the playground. I'm like, oh, let me Reiki his head.
Look at you.
Yeah, like stuff like that. And you'll feel the heat on the skin and stuff. I did try it. You know, I practiced it. So, I mean, and you can feel the area like warm when you do it, because there's Reiki points. It's where your pressure points are, but you can Reiki objects.
Right. So, okay. So my kind of ghost story, and again, maybe this goes along with just feeling the energy thing. So a couple years ago, I went to lunch at this place in the little downtown area in the town that I live in. And it used to be an old church, and they would have funerals and all that kind of stuff in there. So
yeah,
my friends and I are sitting outside going to lunch. And it's the one time we didn't do the girl squad to the bathroom. Like no one had to go. So I'm like, okay, great. So I go inside, and the women's bathroom is upstairs, and it still looks like an old church inside. So you have like your downstairs area, and then upstairs on either side where the choir would kind of be on the sides is where the washrooms are. So I go up the stairs and I walk down the length of the side of the church upstairs, bathroom down there at the very end, and go in there. And immediately I'm like, oh God, I don't know why. Like, I just feel like I'm being watched. And I had a feeling that there was a ghost woman watching me. And I got so freaked out, I had to stop mid-pee and ran out.
And you've had a couple kids, so I can imagine the dribbling. No offense.
Oh, yeah. I was so terrified. I just had to get out of there. So I go downstairs, and I didn't say anything to anyone, because what am I going to say? Like, I think a ghost was watching me. So I didn't say a word to anyone. Fast forward years later. So this is maybe 5 years ago. So
was that place in Pittsburgh, by the way?
No.
Because there is a place like that in Pittsburgh that used to be a church that freaked me out.
No. So it's in downtown Wheaton. Any of you in the Chicago area, it's in downtown Wheaton. And the restaurant now, it's been a couple different ones, but right now it's called The Ivy.
Okay.
And so I go back downstairs, whatever. So A couple years later, we're like, okay, where should we go for date night? And I'm like, oh, what was the name of that one restaurant? It had a nice little thing. And I went to Google downtown Wheaton old church restaurant just to try to remember what the name was to pull up the menu. And the first thing that came up was Haunted Places in Illinois. And it was a whole thing about how the owner, that there's a woman ghost that haunts the upstairs, the old choir area in the bathroom. And like, I mean, chills over my entire body. And I had not said anything to anyone. I never heard that before. And I dropped my phone. I'm like, holy shit, you're not going to believe this. But and I went through the whole thing. I will never go back there. And I swear I didn't see anything, but it was such a heavy freaking energy. There's no way to explain it.
Yeah, I just got goosebumps by hearing your story.
I don't know. I don't even know what I would do if I were to actually have seen a ghost like you do. And how does that materialize? Is it just that you're more perceptive to seeing it?
I didn't want to be perceptive because I just happened to, I mean, it was straight up like an angry face. Like I can still see it in my head. Obviously, Patrick knew and he believed me because it's not stuff I go around talking about. But I didn't tell anybody until recently about it because I'm like, people are going to think I'm nuts, yeah. You know, about it. Because I associate it with my mom, who I think is a little nuts. So I'm like, anything she's for, I'm like, no, you know. And now I'm like, okay, I have to come clean. I saw this face. It called my name. I straight up saw it, especially when my son was seeing it and he was reporting it. But I've been to places where you can tell, like this area here where I live now. I just did a ghost tour a couple of weeks ago, and they're uncovering, if you've ever seen the show Mercy Street on PBS, it's actually filmed here, and they're finding areas that were areas of escaped slaves were buried or freed slaves. Yeah. And then you add in, obviously, in the U.S., there's always the Native American sacred areas. You know, Poltergeist totally made a whole movie about it, I think, the second one, which still gives me nightmares to this day.
Right.
They're finding a lot here now. They're doing archaeological. I struggle to say that when I'm sober, FYI. But they're finding a lot of burial sites here in this area, and they're uncovering a lot of that stuff. And we did the ghost tour a few nights ago, which again, we open up ourselves to some irony, is that I went through the ghost tour, and that week they were talking on an episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class about this woman. They can't find Aaron Burr's daughter. She went missing. There's all that popularity around Hamilton. And then they talked about this one woman that came into Alexandria, and she was all, you know, sick, and they thought maybe she was Aaron Burr's daughter now. But that's actually a ghost story too in Alexandria. And a week later, I listened to the podcast that week after going through, and I found an article. I was looking for something for my podcast, and I stumbled across that story. And I'm like, wait a minute, with the ghost tour I just went on, I was like, wait a minute, what is the irony in one week I'm hearing about this story that I just never, you know, uncovered?
And see, that's what I'm talking about. Stuff like that, that there's no other way to explain how things repeatedly come up.
We ended up in a cemetery on the ghost tour, and I was having a hard time being in it. And normally I'm a very respectful person with cemeteries. We went to Cincinnati and we were looking for stuff to do, and the cemetery is on the top 10 list of the Web Advisor. Like, people go there and hang out. I went to the cemetery. I didn't have an issue with it. Everybody else was doing it. They were hanging out there with their picnic baskets, and they were biking with their families in the cemetery. I was like, do as the Cincinnatians do. You know, WWKRP, whatever. But yeah. I did not dig the ghost tour. I mean, the beginning of the ghost tour was great, but I just felt like I was being disrespectful to the cemetery at the end and the whole vibe of it. And I just was feeling it there, you know, like there was some unrest there, you know, and yeah, people that died in a wet manner and lived a life that was very painful to them, I definitely could feel like there would be some residual energies. And I'm not trying to piss them off.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's the last thing you need.
Yeah, exactly. I already got
rid of the angry face.
Exactly. I already got a living, breathing, pissed off teenager. I don't really need to bring one back from the dead, too, at the same time.
Oh, God. Okay, so we're going to shift gears here, and we're going to play a little game called Would You Rather?
Okay.
Now, some of these might be just as scary as seeing ghosts or spirits.
Yeah.
So we'll end it on the light note.
Okay.
Okay, now would you rather
yes.
be stuck sharing the top bunk bed with Courtney while she tells you her financial advice from Dave Ramsey?
Oh my God.
Or be stuck doing an improv skit on stage with Nicole from 90 Day Fiancé to a full audience? Bunk bed with Courtney or improv skit with Nicole?
Oh my God. I would rather probably pick Nicole. And I'll tell you what, Courtney, just watching her on the thing, I would have went to my mom's too to prostitute myself and do laundry too. I could not be with Vicky Jr. all day long.
Oh my God, she was horrible, right?
Yeah, I could not do it. I'm sorry. And he has to earn some cash. Like, you cannot blame a man for trying to be out there hustling on the corner. And I just couldn't, be in with her without, like, in a small space. I just could not. Now, and Nicole, I feel, is dumb enough that you could just lead her. Nicole, just follow my lead. Like, you could at least lead her. Like, she is not exactly the sharpest crayon in the box.
Yeah, you could just dance around her and she just sit
yeah,
there and giggle.
And like I've said it before, I watch 90 Day Fiancé because I feel like I have a community. I feel like I owe it to the community for the potential CPS complaint that needs to be put against her her mother.
I'm shocked that we don't have just a national petition. Someone save that child.
Yeah, and I feel like her parents are, I just feel like, thank God her parents aren't on the scene or in the picture with her. I really do. That's the only thing that keeps her between her and CPS.
Oh my God, she's a train wreck. Okay, would you rather go through Air Force training boot camp again or go through the Duggars Christian Alert Academy where you have to memorize the Bible and prepare for the rapture?
Oh my God. I totally picture like Poltergeist, the scene where he takes them in the cave and like is telling them that the end of days is coming. I feel like actually I'd probably pick the Duggars. And the reason why is I feel like when you go through basic training, you have to be really young and dumb. Like you don't know what you're getting into. Okay. So you do it. Where I'd probably do the Duggars thing because I would feel like I would be like embedded to then report back to you. Mm. So I'd feel like I'd be doing like real work, like boots on the ground, like sending recon reports back.
Real work.
So that, yeah, I do. I feel like I'd be doing some, you know, some real informative, like journalist type shit. Like I would be like the next Tina Fey movie, you know, Whiskey Tango Bravo. I would be Whiskey Tango Charlie or
oh,
something.
I'd
like
love
that would
it.
Be.
No, side note, what was the hardest thing you had to do during basic training?
I think, to be honest with you, I think it wasn't the running. It wasn't all that stuff for the obstacle courses. It was more the psychological thing behind it. Like we would get in trouble and you'd have to count all the red cars through the gate or you'd be digging holes and trying to fill them back in or raking dirt. It was like all the mind game. And towards the end, you just thought everything was a big mind fuck. You would just start reading into everything. Like you'd be like, are they listening through us through the call box? Are they going to come in? I mean, we had a pregnant TI that would come in and terrorize us and like pour water on our faces. And I mean, one time we were shut in a bathroom in the dark, you know, chest to back and started playing. What is that song by, you know, Proud to Be American?
Oh my God. Yes, I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, in the dark, and we were bawling our eyes out. It was more the mind fuck and the psychological thing behind it.
That sounds like Scientology.
Yeah, it was really, that's the stuff I was scared about because that's when I'm like, okay, when is this shit going rogue? Like, is this shit going rogue?
Oh,
you know,
my God.
So that's the stuff that freaked me out is like always wondering if something was, what was behind something. Like things could be completely innocent and you'd be like, there's something behind this. Like they're fucking with us now, you know?
Okay, I'd choose the Duggars too. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'll take the
like,
Duggars.
To go to that 38 over 18 when you are young and dumb and impressionable, where now I'd just be like, this is bullshit.
Oh my God.
You know?
Okay, so you can take this how you will. Would you rather go on a mission with Dandra's husband or
okay.
go on a house hunting mission with Mauricio?
Ooh, I like this one. I got to look up Dandra's husband.
He's pretty good looking.
Oh. Let me see.
He's the master sergeant.
I did have a crush on Mauricio for like a long time.
Yeah, but then he started unbuttoning his shirt a little too low.
Oh, yeah, he did. Did you really believe all those stories of the cheating and all
yes.
that?
Yeah, I think he did. Because if he didn't,
so
she
too.
Wouldn't have gotten so upset about it.
Yeah. Well, do you think it was with, didn't they also say it was like transvestites too and stuff, or no?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be. I think he's just down with whatever.
All right, I think I would pick Mauricio, and that's because I
Oh,
always go for higher
interesting.
ranked men. I always go for higher ranked men, and just by his look and stuff, like I work with guys that look like him every day.
Oh, see, yeah, that's true. For someone like me, I'm like, ooh, a uniform. I mean, it could be the garbage man. I'm like, ooh, he's looking cute today.
Yeah, for me, I'm like, does he have a star on it? Does it look like a bird? Like, what am I
Oh,
working with here?
that's true. And you already have a hot guy in a uniform, so you don't need another
Yeah,
one.
we're like the same, right? And don't get me wrong, I still like military guys, whatever, but to me, they all look the same when they're in uniform because you see them every day. So I would probably go for Mauricio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And he's got a
But just
yacht,
don't,
so.
yeah, and just don't make me wear one of his hats from his office.
The
That was where I
agency.
draw the
Oh,
line.
I should have put that in there. Okay, next time I'm going to put, and you have to wear the agency hat. Okay. Would you rather go through a haunted house with Danielle Mullins-Jabali and her love language is physical touch, if you know what I mean, or play the three-legged sack race with Paul?
Oh my gosh. Now, the one from the first one you said, who's that again? Where is she from?
With Danielle Mullins-Jabali, that's Mohammed's
Oh,
ex-wife. And her love language is physical touch.
And what was the second one?
Or play the three-legged sack race with Paul from Before the 90
Oh my
Days.
God, you're killing me here. Paul would, do you know how bad Paul would smell?
Oh, I do.
And he'd probably like turn our shit on fire. We'd be like running from like, oh my God. Oh my God. I can just smell him right now. Oh my God. I think I would probably go for Danielle and I would be like, but she would be part of the attraction. I could just like the haunted house.
Oh, that's true. Well, she might scare off some of the haunted house
Yeah. I
werewolves
would just hope
jumping
it would
after
be
you.
really, really dark. Just please make it really dark. Oh my God. She would be, you know how bad she would be all over you through a haunted house?
Oh, yeah, it would not be a tender touch.
No. Oh my God.
Okay. Would you rather have Larry in your squadron or would you rather have Scabby Abby in your squadron? Am I using that
Oh
term
my God.
correctly, squadron?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Larry
Okay, Larry.
Lairbear.
Okay, I do have a soft spot for your little possum face. He's
Okay.
our little possum. I feel like we are non-lesbian life partners and we're raising Lair Bear together.
It.
And I used to be a manager at Wendy's, so we could have a little fast food
Oh, you
cook-off.
could bond together.
Yes, we would be we would probably go over our operational manuals together and our customer service
And
tapes.
I would have to talk to you. I'd be like, Carrie, oh my gosh, Carrie, Larry, it rhymes.
Yeah,
I'd be like, Carrie, Larry, no work talk, no shop talk tonight, you
I
guys.
know we would be yeah. So I totally get it. I totally get. But on the other hand, I feel like Abby is like a real businesswoman. Like she is just scrapping to get to the top. I think I actually would probably have a Scabby Abby over Larry, only because I think she would be. I just think she would probably work harder at getting to the top.
Smarter,
She,
scrappier.
yeah, exactly. Like I think she's an entrepreneur who's looking to learn things from older men, but I think she's is more ambitious. But Lair
Yeah.
Bear, yeah, Lair
Do you think
Bear,
would he ever make it out of basic training?
he would be crying. You know he would be. I
Larry.
just picture Full Metal Jacket with the TI yelling at him in the bathroom. Like I would just be worried about him.
Yelling at him to just eat the pork, and he would
Yeah.
just lose his mind.
Yeah, exactly. Like I would worry about him.
Oh my God. Okay, final would you rather question. Would
Okay.
you rather slide down a banister of razor blades into a kiddie pool of hot sauce or be Juicy Joe Giudice's prison wife with required conjugal visits?
Oh my God. Just Juicy Joe is not attractive at all. I hate to say it, I'd probably pick the sriracha stuff.
Oh, that was interesting. I said hot sauce, but you went with sriracha, so that's your flavor du jour.
Yeah,
Okay.
I could not with Juicy Joe. Like, I could not. The way he talked to her on the phone, that one scene in the vineyard, do you remember that?
Oh, I remember. Yeah. He's a monster.
I could not, because he has such a Napoleon complex.
Yeah, he's a monster.
I would just be like, go sit in the corner and think about what you did wrong. Like, I would just be, we would be scrapping because of his Napoleon complex. Like, I could just not do it. I could not do it. I've seen a million of those little men running around trying to be boss. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I would love to just be in that prison to see what he's doing in there.
I know. You heard he got kicked out of his drug treatment thing.
Yeah, Aaron Martin from Reality T, yeah, told us about that. That is not going to go well.
Yeah, that's where I heard it. I knew I heard it from somewhere, because he's going to end up having to be deported, right?
Oh, yeah, he's out of here. He's leaving the country, which I guess, I don't know, I wish Teresa would go with him, but I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I think she's already in England to get rid of him. That's what I think.
Yeah, I don't like, I'm not a Teresa fan at all, so I wish she would just be off the show. I'm done with her.
I think I'm just done with I'm done with Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I kind of am too. That's kind of a controversial choice, but I'm with you. It's getting tired.
I think a lot of the Housewife franchises are. I think that's why all of a sudden Dallas is taking off, because people are just sick of Orange County and New Jersey. I just think that it's just, they put a bunch of people together that don't like each other, that are, it's becoming overproduced, like, character. What do you think about Shannon and David?
Oh, my God. I'm happy she's leaving him. They're not happy together.
I think so, too. And I don't think it's Vicky's fault.
No, I think it's just going to be the weight of the world off her shoulders. I'm team Shannon.
Yeah, I it's very sad and the whole thing, and at least she can walk away knowing she did everything she could, but I think he was done with the marriage years ago.
Yeah, I think they're just two opposite. They're two totally different people that do not click.
Yeah, totally agree.
Oh, poor Shane. All right, poor David.
Now that I'm like, I totally take control. You're like, Jesus, take the wheel or let Jody get back on there, because
no.
I will just distract you to no end, because I got so many questions.
No, okay. No, this is going to be my last question. Okay. This is the question of all questions.
Okay.
What kind of casserole would you make for the one and only Ms. Victoria Gumbelson the First?
Oh my gosh. I wish you had given me a heads up on this question, because you know I do not cook. I'd be like, Colonel, will you make her something?
No, Vicky just had a heart palpitation. She just called and said, I need a casserole. What are you whipping up?
I am ordering from Schwan's.
Oh, I think Vicky would be down for that.
She would love some Schwan's, and they even have like a fancy version of Schwan's where it's even like a next level up. Maybe I would even spring for like the next level up casserole.
I think she would enjoy that, because she probably is going to have a young little delivery man bring it to her door.
Yes.
And I actually think she'd enjoy that.
Yeah, and she'd be happy with her little casserole. So yes, I would do the next level up of the Schwan's, fancy Schwan's for her.
The Schwan's Select.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, Carrie, you are so smart and adorable, and you're my sister from another state.
So, I'm sorry this wasn't funnier.
No.
I just had real need-to-know questions on your opinions on Benet and Murray and all that.
No, you know, we're going to have to come back and talk some more about that. I want to see how many more episodes they have. I don't know if Sunday's the last one or if they're going to have a couple more, but we'll have to come back and talk about that after we regroup.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Where can all of your new best friends find you?
I am at the Sip and Shine podcast, where they listen to their favorite podcasts. We are also on Instagram and Twitter at Sip and Shine podcast, and on Twitter's at Sip and Shine Pod, and then the rest are at Sip and Shine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and that's about it.
And you have the cutest Instagram post, so you guys have to go and check them out. They're so cute and creative and festive and cozy and fun.
Yeah. You're so sweet.
And I love your wine ones are my favorite, because I'm like, well, Carrie posted that it's wine time, so I have to listen.
You're too cute. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
I just love Carrie. So cute. So smart. You have to go check her out. I will be sure to post all her links in the show notes and on our Facebook page, and you know where to find me. Welcome to Reality TV on Facebook and Instagram, at Reality TV Pod on Twitter. Please spread the good word, and thanks so much for listening, and have an amazing weekend.